You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're back for another day of action at Thurles, this time on the Chase Track. And remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio today from 12:55 p.m. We'll be taking selected bits from this Thurles card, and we'll be covering the domestic action in full with Fakenham, Suttle and Warwick on the agenda in the afternoon. Chelmsford City in the evening, and little bits of action from Maidan as well. So loads to get stuck into today with Dave Kellner, Ross Briley and Craig Forsyth in the studio. But the first port of call is this card at Thurles, and joining myself, Sam Norris, on the line to preview every race from Ireland today is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty good, yeah. Not too bad at all. Nice to only have six races to contend with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was the hurdle course in operation yesterday, but the Chase Track open for business today.
Yeah, I found a few winners yesterday at Thurles. Hopefully we can do the same again today. Small but select fields. Willie Mullins obviously dominating most races. But yeah, there are one or two other races without the Mullins effect, which at least offer punters one or two bits of respite along the way. Quite looking forward to the action here today at Thurles.
Yeah, absolutely. And no Charles Byrne horses getting gambled this morning today.
Yeah, bookmakers can heave a huge sigh of relief, yeah, can't they? That one yesterday, sort of like 6-1 into 5-4. I mean, when it goes like that, there's only one way out, really. There's only one result, and as it proved, you always got that kind of like inevitable feeling about that, watching that race, that was always going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get stuck into Thursday's action now, though. We start with their first race of the day at Thurles. This is the 105 and 2 mile extended novice chase here, where Westerner's Son is the 15-8 favourite. 9-4 about Goulan Chosen, 5-1 Buck Dancing. Sizing Silver is 7-1. It's 12-1 for A Grey Matter, and bigger prices for the rest of them. Talk us through the opener, Andy.
Yeah, I think the bookmakers have got this one absolutely spot on here, making Westerner's Son and Goulan Chosen favoured too. 15-8 Western the Sun, 9-4 Goulan Chosen. Like I say, I think that's absolutely bang on the money. I just prefer Goulan Chosen, only marginally, because I thought it was quite a good run the other day down in Fairy House behind Marbrook and Ballinagon Boy. I actually tipped the second that day, and I thought it was quite a good race. It went a good tempo. The winner certainly is useful, as he proved the time before at Limerick. And Goulan Chosen back in third certainly kept on well enough for pressure to suggest that with a little less competition, it could be quite dangerous, and that appears to be the case here today. Both of these two, incidentally, they've both got form beyond the trip today, 2 miles, so with stamina very much at a premium, it's going to suit either of the front two as well that they do get beyond the minimum trip. Western Sun's done nothing wrong in his last two runs. He's been behind to Bob and McKinley of all horses. The trouble is with Dermot McLaughlin's job, just sometimes can look a little bit one pace, and that's why I'm hoping Goulan Chosen might just be able to exploit any weaknesses. But like I say, it's almost a bit of a toss of the coin between these two. They've both got really good credentials, but Goulan Chosen, at the morning prices anyway, 9-4, just makes the slightly better appeal.
Goulan Chosen is the choice then in the 105. We'll go ahead now to race number two. This is a mare's beginner's chase over 2.5 miles, and the betting this morning is headed by Urana at 5-4, 13-8 for Carrigmorna Rock, 7-1. For Gortana, Anamatapea is 12-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. The market seemingly has this as a two-horse race, Andy. Is that the case, or can anything else get into it?
No, again, similar to the first race, and indeed many races here today, I do think the front two in the market are deserving of their positions. Every time I oppose a William Mullins horse in these kind of races, I always seem to get it wrong. But I'm going to take on Urana anyway, in for a penny, in for a pound, so they say. I was a little bit disappointed with Willie Mullins' mare last time out, and those are back to her odds on. We're probably scratching their heads, really, why she ran so poorly. Maybe she just might have needed the run that day behind All You Need. She just looked a bit ring rusty and a bit sleepy in the race, and maybe the step up in Trip Hill suit her. She's certainly better over 2.5 anyway than 2. But I'm going to go with Carrigmore Rock, who's got some decent form in her own right. You know, don't forget she's a winner of a listed hurdle and, of course, a grade 3 hurdle at Leopardstown last season. So they're both very similar horses, ability-wise, over these smaller obstacles. Indeed, they're both rated 133, so they're both sort of bringing the similar level of ability to fences. And Carrigmore Rock has run pretty good on her chase debut down in Clonmel the other day behind a horse that had got plenty of experience called Emcon. You could argue that was a slightly below par effort, although, you know, you would be sort of looking to, you know, that would be a very tenuous way of looking at it. Hasn't run since October, so that's a slight concern there on that front. But she's got plenty of class, this horse, and, you know, she's the apple of Robert Tyner's eye, and if she's anywhere near the form she was sort of this time last year, then she could translate that over the larger obstacles. She should be the one that punters need to concentrate on here. Once again, the market's going to be very, very tight between these front two, but I'll go once again with the second favourite in the shape of Carrigmore Rock.
Carrigmore Rock getting the pick for Andy then in the 140. The feature race of the day comes next at 2:15. We've got a listed chase here over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Smashing for Henry de Bromhead is the 5-4 market leader this morning. 7-4 about Avantoo. Nearly Enamoured is 7-2. And it's Tennis Cap, the outsider of the 4, at 14-1. As I say, the feature race of the day, Andy, and there's not a great deal between these.
No, small but select field. A decent race as well, particularly you throw into the mix Nearly Enamoured, of course, who's risen through the ranks at a rapid rate of knots. He's won a couple of handicaps at Fairy House in pretty decisive fashion, it has to be said, so it'll be dangerous to dismiss him. But I want to concentrate on the front two in the market here, the classy two, in inverted commas, you could say here, with Avantoo against Smashing. This is a decent little setup between this pair. And on this occasion, I'm going to go with Willie Mullins' charge, Avantoo. I thought it was a really good effort the other day in a very good grade two behind Stabber Companion Outlander. The pair of them pull clear of a very good horse of Gordon Elliott's Free Expression, who he regards in the very top echelon of his novice chasers. Not quite in the No More Heroes bracket, but certainly not a million miles behind that. And Outlander certainly has plied his trade in some very good company this season. He's definitely going the right way. He's a proper stayer as well, Outlander. And Avantoo, it wasn't a great surprise to see him succumb to the stronger stayer in the latter stages of that race at Limerick, where the ground was absolutely bottomless. It's going to be testing again here today, there's no doubt about that, but the drop back to 2 mile 2 should suit this horse, who's got form over a variety of trips. Smashing, well, he's in good form as well. He beat Follow Me Up to Carlo, who's a Garen specialist, when we last saw him in November. Listening to Harry Bromhead yesterday on the Racing Channel, he looks as though Cheltenham Festival beckons after however he gets on this afternoon. Probably more in line with one of the handicaps, according to Henry, rather than any of the Grade 1 races. But this is a very much an interesting runner, and he certainly seems to be going the right way. But Avantoo, I think he represents the best form here in that Outlander Grade 2 Limerick race, and he'll do for me.
Avantoo getting the pick then in the 2:15 for Andy. We'll go ahead now to the 2:45. This is a 2.5 mile beginner's chase, and the market here headed by Arbre de Vie at 1-4. Monty's Meadow 3-1, 22-1 for Crown of Gold, 40-1 bar those. A 7-runner affair, Andy, with a 1-4 favourite. It's not the most appetising of betting heats. How do you work it out?
Yeah, it isn't really. I'm not sure they're going to bet like they are in the morning. I can safely get that right. Anyway, I think the 1-4 will probably be more 1-2 on the off, and I think the 3-1 Monty's Meadow will probably be more somewhere in around the sort of 15-8, 2-1 mark, because you have got a little bit of a chance if you're back in the second favourite of getting the Jolly Bees, only on the basis that, of course, Monty's Meadow's got previous experience over fences, and, you know, he sets a fair standard on what he's done so far. He's done nothing wrong. He finished third behind Ponce Alexander at Punchestown first time out, and he chased down a good horse of Willie Mullins' next time, Pleasant Company. Back in third was Alti Picks, beaten 21 lengths, has won since. And he's a real game trier that stays really well. So if there's any chinks in the armour of Arbre de Vie, either on lack of fitness or in the jumping department, then James Mangan's 8-year-old is the one obviously most likely to upset the party. But Arbre de Vie is the class horse of the race. He's a 149 hurdler. He was fourth in the Albert Barley behind Martello Tower et al, in which he obviously ran a blinder. And he finished second to Sorted Out at the Punchestown Festival in one of the hottest handicaps of that six-day bonanza. The only problem is, of course, he hasn't run. I'm not sure why he hasn't run. And if they are going to get him to Cheltenham, then he obviously needs to do something spectacular here today. What race they have in mind God only knows. Or maybe they might even bypass Cheltenham and just go towards Punchestown and Fairy House if they're running out of time. So it's quite clear that RB De Vries is the one to beat. Like I say, you know, if you took 3-1 this morning, Monty's Meadow, you should have at least a little bit of excitement for your money at the prices anyway.
OK, Andy's thoughts then in the 2:45. We'll go to race five now, the penultimate race of the day from Thurles. This is a 2 mile, 2 furlong handicap chase where the market is headed by Hard Bought at 6-4. 7 Sirbat Drizzo Boy, Refuse the Name is 11-2. 6-1 for Mr. Echo, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you like in race five, Andy?
Yeah, likely to be one of the best backed horses of the day here. Hard Bought has already been well punted from in and around the sort of 9-4, 2-1 mark to now a shorter 6-4, even 5-4 in places. Probably off the back of John Walsh having a spectacular day at Thurles yesterday, two winners in the shape of 9 stitches, and of course, Positive Approach, one of the ones I put up as well. So we know that yard's in great nick, and this horse is incredibly well handicapped over fences compared to his hurdle mark, which is currently stands at a rating of 109. He's at 88 over fences. He's had the three runs as well to get a handicap mark, albeit you've got to go back to 2013 to find that last run over the larger obstacles. Plain and simply, you've got a well handicapped horse that if he kind of like has learnt to piece it all together over fences, is going to be difficult to beat. But that said, I do think Drizzo Boy here, the second favourite, is going to give the favourite plenty to think about despite the well handicapped nature of the jolly. I think he's a nice horse, this Drizzo Boy. When he won here, his only race here last year, he clocked an absolutely superlative speed figure. And therefore, I was looking to get with him in hurdle races thereafter because I still thought he was very favourably treated off a mark of just 100. But amazingly, and rather to my anguish, Noel Brett has decided, for whatever reason, to go over offensive with this horse, and he hasn't exploited any further hurdle races, which seems an absolute kamikaze move, considering that, like I say, he hasn't even hit the top end of his graph over hurdles. He ran him at Clonmel in a beginners, and then down in Limerick when he finished fourth behind Morning Wing. And then we almost had to wait about 8 months for him to run again. His seasonal reappearance the other day was at Punchestown when he was fifth behind Measure of My Dreams, I think he's Cheltenham Festival bound. And he certainly wasn't knocked about by Dennis Hogan on that occasion. Basically, they've just lined him up for a handicap over fences, and he's off a similar mark here. We know he jumps well. We know he stays well. And like I say, he's a good value bet here this morning at around about the 7-2 mark. So Drizzo Boy certainly has got every chance of giving Hard Bought, the favourite, all the trouble he can handle.
Drizzo Boy then for Andy in the 3:20. The final race on Thurles' card today comes up at 3:55. A 3 mile handicap chase for us here. And Better Than All Right is the 7-2 favourite this morning. 11-2 About Rare Legend. 11-2 All the Chimneys. Line View is 6-1. Dr. Duckett 6-1. 7-1 for Milanesque. Gibbstown is 9-1. Garai Fiden is 9-1. And Lockdara 16-1. The outsider of the nine. What do you like in the last, Andy?
There's so many in and out performers, ones that you can't rely on. Even my selection, the one I'm going to put up, hasn't been in great form of late, and that's Better Than All Right. But at least with Liam Casey's 10-year-old, we know that this horse handles Thurles better than he does any other course. He's got a fantastic record. His last two victories have both come here at this track, and he was in really good form when he beat It's the Ice I Like in December in 2014. Unfortunately, he hasn't won since, largely due to the fact that most of his races have been away from his beloved Thurles. So you can look at his form figures of late and think, my goodness me, 6th, 7th, 9th in competitive handicaps. What on earth are we doing looking at back in a 7-2 shot with form figures such as that? But you've just got to keep your fingers crossed and rely on him bouncing back to form, which I pretty much think he will do. He's done that before. He's been in the wilderness and he's run tragic on many, many occasions away from Thurles and then bounced back to form. So he's potentially well handicapped here, Better Than All Right. And now that he gets to run around a track which suits him better than most, I think he'll do for me in the final race.
OK, and his thoughts then in the 3:55. Spin us through, please, one more time then, if you don't mind, all of your selections for Thurles today.
A competitive looking card today at Thurles, apart from one race. Hopefully we can nick a couple of winners along the way. Starting with Gulline Chosen in the first. In the 1:40, I'll take the second favourite, Karamoni Rock, to upset Arana. In the 2:15, I'm going to go with the Mullins runner there, Avant 2. In the 2:45, Monty's Meadow, obviously he's a smidgen of value if you can get the 3-1 this morning. That's the only real way you can play that race. In the 3:20, my best bet on the card is Drizzo Boy at the prices, around about 7-2 this morning. And in the final race, course specialist, Better Than All Right, is likely to run better than most here in the final race.
Thanks to Andy Holding there for his selections today at Thurles. Remember to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio from 12:55 PM. We'll be taking selected races from that Thurles card, accompanying all the domestic action from Fakenham, Southall and Warwick in the afternoon, Chelmsford City in the evening, and little bits of Maidan as their carnival continues as well. So plenty to enjoy with Dave Kell and the Ross Briley and Craig Forsyth today. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and best of luck.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.